Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Ethics and real estate. Not a real, you know, hot topic. People don't talk about ethics a lot, but there's two sides to a transaction 99.9% of the time. In fact, rarely does a buyer come to me directly as a customer and want to write an offer on one of my listings as a seller's agent. You know, when I'm listing real estate, my approach is to only represent the seller of the property, never the buyer. So that means that the buyer is always going to be a customer, even though in Virginia and Washington, D.C., the law would allow me to wear two hats at the same time, meaning I could represent the buyer and the seller at the same time. I don't practice that way. And it was a choice I made because I think that you need to pick one. It's difficult to keep the two separate and to really represent them with excellence. Not to say that you always have to have a buyer's agent to buy one of my listings, but rather that it's clearer to understand that as a buyer coming in, I'll treat you fairly, honestly, and ethically on the purchase of one of my listings, but I'm not going to represent your interests. So if you want to make an offer for something less than the list price, that's certainly your right. I'll draw the contract. If you want to ask the seller to fix things on an inspection, that's certainly your right, and I'll draw it up. But I'm not going to represent your interests. Now, as a seller's agent, therefore, I'm always going to have my seller's back. I'm always protecting my client. I'm loyal to my client. And I'm loyal to my buyer clients because I've got buyers that I'm working with that are looking to buy homes. We made an offer on a home the other day with a couple. And I represent the buyer. I'm trying to get the best value I can for the purchaser, offering a certain price, terms, and so on to help the buyer get into the house. So I can represent a buyer or a seller, but I just never do both at the same time. Okay? So ethics, here's a situation. Got a listing, put it on the market, and the contract calls for an inspection period, right? Typical buyer has an opportunity to do an inspection. But during this five-day window after I receive the inspection report and any requests that the buyers are asking my seller to take care of, my client has an opportunity to either make, rescind, or change any of the terms, and so does the buyer. In other words, this is in Virginia specifically. In Virginia, the seller has the opportunity to change their response. The buyer can change their response at any point within the five-day window. At the end of that, there's a two-day period where if the buyer and the seller have not agreed to the terms, the buyer has the right to void the contract, declare it null and void, and get their deposit back or move forward anyways. Buyer does an inspection, delivers a set of reports. So I receive a copy of the report and the requests from the other agent, and my client has 5 days to review that, decide what they want to do. Well, right in the middle of those 5 days, we get the agent declares the contract null and void, okay, and delivers a release to the seller. Well, actually, they're outside the boundaries of what the contract calls for. It's very clear that the buyer can't void the contract at that point. They can rescind their previous offer. They can make a change, but they can't void the contract. So technically, my client has the buyer in a breach situation because they didn't observe the technicality of the contract. Now, ethics does not demand that I put the other agent on notice about the mistake. And in fact, I told my client, I said, if you want to keep this buyer in the contract, we might be better off to say absolutely nothing for the next 3 days because we're coming to the end of the five-day window the next day, and then the buyer would have two more days to void the contract. And if they don't realize it, they will have executed a void at the wrong point of the contract. And hey, contract law is contract law. Contracts are made for a reason. The words in a contract are there for a reason. And it's important as a buyer agent or as a seller's agent that we observe the contract and that we represent our clients according to what the contract states. And if we don't, hey, we're responsible. I got to tell you, I've made my mistakes in real estate. I've learned this the hard way. I've unfortunately had to swear to my own hurt in occasion where I've said, we're fine, no problem. We can wait another day on getting something to the seller. When I was representing a buyer one time, buyer had done a home inspection. There was probably $2,000, $2,500 worth of fix-it items that the buyers wanted the seller to do. We were supposed to deliver the report and the requests within a specific period of time. I flubbed. I delivered it a day late, and I was told that I flubbed. And of course, my heart starts beating and I'm palpitating and I feel like someone kicked me in the gut because I got to call my buyer and say, guess what? You can't get any of that work done. And you know what they're going to say? Well, you're paying for it, pal, because you're my agent. And, I'm sorry that you're going to have to, use your commission for that. Now, this was a difficult situation. I had to swear my own hurt and handle it. And I've been in situations where the seller has told me emphatically they don't want to leave their washer and dryer behind, and the buyer puts in the washer and dryer in a contract, and I don't make it clear to my client that they're going to lose the washer and dryer in this offer. And, you know, I've had to buy a few washers and dryers because I'm in a business that pays me well to look out for my clients. Ethically, I have a responsibility to my client to represent my client effectively, to look out for the terms of the contract and protect my client. And if I make a mistake and it hurts my client, I own it. That's just the way, that's the right way to do business in any business. I don't care what you're doing. When you're a buyer agent or a seller's agent, you need to protect your client. In fact, that's what I tell people that makes me different than a lot of agents. My primary objective is protection of my client and my client's interests. So following the letter of the law, following the letter of the contract is imperative to making sure that my client is protected. And in this case, I didn't have an obligation to say anything to the other agent. And since we haven't settled yet, I'm not going to tell you the resolution, but at some point I will. Okay. All righty. So you've been looking for a house and trying to figure out where to go. Let me give you some insight into a few houses that I've got listed now, because what I'm seeing is upward momentum in some of the real estate in Annandale, Virginia. I've got a home at Heritage Woods Way, 7752 Heritage Woods Way, which is a $500,000 townhouse. It's a luxury townhome, and right off the Little River Turnpike, and it's a three-bedroom, two-full-bath, two-half-bath with a two-car garage for $500,000. You want luxury. The place was built just 18 years ago, so it's going to give you all the high ceilings, the big master bath, all the things you want, and it gives you a great location. Plus the school's Annandale High School. You got Poe Middle School and Annandale Terrace on the elementary side. Take a look at ericstewartgroup.com under our Virginia listings. Up in Rockville, on Emery Lane, right near Olney, $500,000, $500,000 on the market. It's 16660 Emery Lane. Living area is 1758. The basement is 1758. Total square footage is 3,500 square feet for $500,000. And you get a big, beautiful backyard. It's 3/4 acre altogether. Walk-up basement. You've got incredible proximity. You're literally a minute and a half to 2 minutes from the ICC, but none of the noise. Okay. Take a peek on ericstewartgroup.com. I mentioned earlier in the show, and actually Locust Hill Drive, this is a home that we have that is 9710 Locust Hill Drive. We put it up on the market, sold it in 5 days. List price $865. Doesn't have to take a long time to sell your house, folks. Dunster Lane, 2290 Dunster. Now get this. This is Potomac, Maryland, backing to Parkland. It is a four-bedroom, three-bath with four bedrooms and three full baths on the top floor of this colonial. It has a big, expansive kitchen with its own eating area. It has a ballet studio-sized living and dining room. Seriously, if you like to teach ballet or you like to teach dance, this living room is perfect to run your studio in, okay? And then you back up to Potomac Woods Park. It feeds the Richard Montgomery High School District, Julius West Middle School, and Ritchie Park Elementary for $698,000, 3,100 square feet above the basement. It's a lot of house. The virtual tour is well worth it. Original house was a little smaller. Sellers added a big, beautiful addition. Take a peek. You can walk to Starbucks from this house as well. And lastly, in Rockville, we also have one at 1076 Grand Oak Way. This is a luxury townhome built by Michael Harris back in the mid-1990s. Listed for $660. It's a three-bedroom, three-and-a-half-bath, big high ceilings, big spaces, overlooks parkland off the front windows. Well worth the virtual tour. Take a walk through. So, hey, you thinking about having a yard sale to get ready to get your house up for sale? Well, guess what the most in-demand items are at your yard sale? Huh? Any ideas? All right. Number one, not necessarily in the order of importance, but number one would be costume jewelry. So, you know, most people in the market for some inexpensive bling, or they're just thinking about literally discovering a diamond in the rough, are out yard sale hunting to get that information. They like new items, a gift that doesn't suit your fancy. People will pick up on stuff that's brand new in the box, unused. And because a lot of these people will take it and sell it on eBay, they'll take the step to sell that thing they paid you $20 for, they'll sell it for $50. In fact, I bought a pair of shoes, Allen Edmond shoes, off of eBay for about $40. And these are $200 shoes, new, and they were almost brand new. Somebody picked up probably from, you know, a yard sale somewhere. People like to buy clothes by the bag. So maybe just buy, like, you know, they can pay $10 for an entire bag worth of clothes. I know I probably wouldn't do that. Vinyl records, brisk market right now for vinyl records. Not a lot of money, but if you want to research your value online, make sure you're not selling your collection short, because there are some good selling albums. Tools are also interesting. Americana, home decor, you know, American Pickers is a television show where they have a lot of information about that. And then lastly, books. People like to buy books. And don't forget to have bottled water and soft drinks at your next yard sale. I'll be back with more. Don't go away, okay?